弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们刚才唱的这个诗歌实在是很美的一首诗歌。
The hymn we just sang was a beautiful hymn.
我们实在是我们一生都是蒙主来引领走这一条属天的道路。
All the way our Savior leads us in this heavenly way.
今天要跟大家分享的是在约书亚记过约旦河。
Today I want to share with you about crossing the Jordan in the book of Joshua.
好，我们先读几处的经文。
Let's first read several scriptures.
我们先读约书亚记第一章第十节跟第十一节。
Let's first read Joshua chapter 1 verses 10 and 11.
约书亚记第一章第十节，于是约书亚吩咐百姓的长官说，你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河进去得耶和华你们神赐给你们为业之地。
Joshua 1:10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp, and command the people, saying, Prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you are to cross this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you, to possess it.
这里讲到要预备食物，因为三天之内你们要过约旦河。
Here it talks about prepare provisions for yourself, for within 3 days you are to cross this Jordan.
好，第二处我们要读约书亚记第三章，我们从第一节读到第六节。
The second scripture is found in chapter 3 of Joshua, from verse 1 to 6.
约书亚清早起来，和以色列众人都离开石亭，来到约旦河。就住在那里等候过河。
Chapter 3 verse 1. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan, and they lodged there, waiting before they crossed.
过了三天，官长走遍营中，吩咐百姓托，你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着约柜去。只是你们和约柜相离要2000走，不可以约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Verse 2, and it came about at the end of 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you have not passed this way before.
第五节，约书亚吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。约书亚又吩咐祭司说，你们抬起约柜，在百姓前头走去。于是他们抬起约柜，在百姓前头走。
Verse 5, Then Joshua said to the people, Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of the people.
这里特别讲到，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Here it talked about in verse 4, This is the way by which you have not passed before.
我们怎么样来走这条路
？How are we going to partake in this way？
好，我们有点祷告。
We have a further word of prayer。
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you。
我们感谢你，今天你还赐给我们生命气息，我们能够来到你的家中，我们来敬拜，我们来赞美你。
We thank you that you've bestowed upon us life and breath, so that we can come into your household to worship and to praise you。
因为我们的前面有一条河。约旦河在我们的前面。
Before us is the Jordan.
它阻挡了我们到应许之地。
This Jordan has hindered us from entering into the land, the promised land.
主，早上愿你的话再来启示我们。
May your word give us revelation this morning.
来教导我们当怎样来走这条路。
May your word teach us how to walk in this way.
那我们听的、讲的、欢迎的，在你里面同盟建造。
So that we were both, we all be built up. This, the one who speaks, the one who translates, and the one who hears.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
我们这样的祷告，来奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我上一次跟弟兄姐妹分享到的是讲到绕行的日子。
Last time when I shared with you, we talked about the days of circling.
因为以色列人的不信和不顺服，他们在旷野多走了38年。
Because of the lack of faith and disobedience of the people of Israel, these people circled in the wilderness for an additional 38 years.
本来两年的时间就可以进迦南。
Ordinarily, it would just take 2 years for them to enter into Canaan.
所以因为不信不顺服，38年的旷野的日子，神告诉他们绕行的日子够了。
So because of their lack of faith and their disobedience, they were circling in the wilderness. And then after 38 years, the Lord said to them, "It is your circling days are enough."
那38年的绕行的日子是没有目标，没有方向。
These 38 years of circling in the wilderness are without aim and without purpose.
可是因着神的恩典，他们今天以色列人来到约旦河的边上。
But by the grace of God, the people of Israel now came to the rim of the Jordan.
这时候摩西已经死了。
At this time, Moses has already passed away.
摩西在过去40年在旷野带领他们。
In the past 40 years, Moses has led them in the wilderness.
在这里，约书亚继承摩西的使命，要带领以色列人过约旦河。
Here Joshua inherited the commission of Moses, and he is going to lead the Israelites across the Jordan.
这里呢，圣经记载着，在约旦的河水呢，现在正在收割的日子，是涨过两岸的。
Here the Bible talks about the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of harvest.
因为我们知道，在过去旷野的日子，百姓是很会抱怨的。
We do know that the people complained a lot in the days of their wilderness.
可是很奇妙的呢，在面对约旦河的时候，这次百姓没有抱怨，也没有惧怕。
But wondrously, this time when the people faced the Jordan, they were not scared and they did not murmur.
虽然约旦河水的水位是那么的高，
even though the watermark was very, very high.
在约旦河的另一边，有亚拿利人是那么的高大。
Also, across the Jordan, there were Amorites, and they were very, very tall.
还有坚固的城墙。
And there were also strong fortresses.
是他们所要面对的。
These are all the things they had to face.
这一条路是他们从来没有走过的路。
This is a way by which they have never passed before.
可是在过河之前呢，神教导他们怎么样来走这一条路。
So before they crossed the Jordan, God taught them how to partake of this way.
这也是今天我和弟兄姐妹来一起来学习的。
This is also something I'd like to learn with you together.
神怎么样预备以色列人来走这条未曾走过的路？今天神也要来教导我们走我们前面的道路。
How God prepared His people to take this way by which they've never passed before. Today, God is also preparing us to partake in a way that we've never passed before.
其实我们每一天走的路都是我们未曾走过的路。
In reality, every single day, we are walking in this way that we've never passed by before.
我们一天一天的过日子。
Day by day, we lead our daily living.
如果我们没有走在神的心意里面，我们就是在绕行。
If we were not walking in the God's heart's desire, we are actually circling.
所以我们要往前。
Therefore, we need to proceed forward.
可是每一天在我们的前面就是一条约旦河。
However, every day before us is the Jordan.
我们要得应许之地，我们就要过这河，我们就要征战。
For us to enter into the promised land, we have to cross the Jordan and we have to enter into warfare.
所以第一件事，神在这里告诉我们要等待。
So here first, God tells us to wait.
在一章十一节那边说要等三天，神就要带你们过河。
In chapter 1, verse 10, it says that we have to wait within 3 days. And then God will lead us across this Jordan.
这里说三天。
Here it talks about 3 days.
可是其实我们想一想，以色列人已经等了40年了。
However, if you really think about it, the Israelites have waited for 40 years.
当初以色列人，摩西带领他们过红海， 到旷野的时候，他们制药马上就要进迦南的。
Way back when Moses took them across the Red Sea into the wilderness, they were about to enter into Canaan.
所以这个四十年的等待，我想在他们的心情实在是复杂的。
So I think they really, really had mixed feelings when they were waiting all these 40 years.
在约书亚记一章十一节，神教导他们的第一件事就是要等待的时候要预备食物。
The first lesson that God taught the Israelites when they were waiting is to prepare for provisions in verse 11.
我很惊奇的，神为什么要他们预备食物呢？
I'm a little surprised. Why would God tell them to prepare for provisions for
themselves? 因为在《生命记》，神不是教导他们说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Didn't God taught them in Deuteronomy that man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of God?
而且他们不是已经有马拉吗？
Also, didn't they already have manna?
神不是在他们旷野的日子里面每天为他们降马拉？
Didn't God have manna descend upon them every single day when they were in the wilderness?
我们知道他们这时候还是有马拉，因为马拉一直到他们过约旦河过第一个逾越节的时候，马拉才停住。
We know that at this time, even now, they still had manna because manna stopped only when they came to the first Passover after they crossed the Jordan.
所以说，为什么神还要他们预备食物呢？
So why would God still tell them to prepare provisions for themselves?
所以我们这里看到，神要他们，神知道他们肉体上的需要，神要他们预备食物。
God knows that they have physical needs, so He told them to prepare provisions for themselves.
所以要他们开始要学吃干粮，因为要吃当地的土产。
But the Lord wanted them to learn how to take in solid food because they will be eating the local produce.
当然呢，这个食物也是主指的是主的话。
Of course, the provision here, the solid food here, also refers to the word of the Lord.
因为我们知道主的话就是我们生命的粮。
Because we know that the word of God is the bread of life.
所以我们在这里预备食物，就是不但是预备我们身体上的需要，也是预备我们灵里面的需要。
Therefore, the reference here about preparing provisions for ourselves is not only referring to physical food, but it also talks about preparing for our spiritual needs.
又就像十个童女的故事。
It's just like the story of the 10 virgins.
他们不能只在那里等候新郎的来到。
They were not just standing there waiting for the arrival of the groom.
没有预备足够的油。
And then they did not prepare sufficient oil.
所以我们在预备的时候，我们的身心灵都要完全的预备。
So in our days of preparation, we have to be prepared both soul, body, and spirit.
因为我们在这世上，我们还要过日子。
Because on this earth, we still have to lead our daily lives.
我们还要生活。
We still need to have our lives.
可是我们活着不是单靠食物。
However, we live here, but not just by the bread alone.
所以呢，第一件事，神要他们预备食物。
Therefore, first, God tells them they need to prepare provisions for themselves.
那第二件事情呢，就在第三章的第五节。
And then the second thing that the Lord told them was found in verse 5 in chapter 3.
要他们自洁。
The Lord told them to consecrate themselves.
前面是一条从来没走过的道路。
This is a way by which they've never passed before.
他们要预备食物。
They have to prepare provisions for themselves.
他们要自洁。
They also have to consecrate themselves.
自洁是一个分别为圣的动作。
To consecrate yourself is an action to be separated and to be sanctified.
就像早上我们来到神的面前，我们要能够洁净我们自己，我们才能够来饼杯的面前来领受。
Just like this morning, when we come into the presence of God, we cleanse ourselves so that we can partake of the table.
所以当以色列人刚过红海来到西乃的旷野的时候，神要向以色列人说话。
So when the people first crossed over Red Sea and went into the wilderness, God wants to talk to the people of Israel.
那时候耶和华呢，就叫摩西跟百姓说，叫他们自洁，叫他们洗衣服，因为耶和华要降临在西乃山上，要跟他们说话。
Therefore, God told Moses to go to the people and to tell them to consecrate themselves and let them wash their garments because the Lord will come down to Mount Sinai in the sight of all people.
所以自洁呢, 从字面上来看呢, 就是把自己呢, 和衣服洗干净。
So the word consecration from the word meaning from the words just means that they have to cleanse their garments.
那从属灵上的意义呢，自洁呢，其实在刚才那里，自洁呢， 在 NIV 里面是翻译成奉献 consecration.
So, but the spiritual significance in NIV is translated as consecration.
在另外一个版本呢，是翻成成圣。
The other translations translated this word as being sanctified.
所以这里告诉我们呢, 要来到主的面前呢, 自洁这件事情呢, 就是要奉献, 要成圣。
So first, when we consecrate ourselves, we have to offer ourselves to be sanctified.
因为我们知道呢, 我们因信称义之后呢, 我们今天都在走一条成圣的道路。
So after we have been saved by faith, every day we're taking a sanctifying way.
我们每天都应该在主的面前自己洁净自己，来预备自己。
So every day in our lives, we have to sanctify ourselves and to cleanse ourselves.
成圣这件事情呢，是别人看不见的。
This is something that nobody else can see in your life.
是我们自己和主的关系。
This is only reflected in your relationship with the Lord.
我们可以把自己洗得干干净净，穿得漂漂亮亮的，那是别人看得见的，那是外在的。
We can do the external washing. We can cleanse ourselves and put on clean clothes, and people can see.
可是呢，成圣这一条路呢，是隐藏的，是只有来到主的面前才能够。
However, the way to sanctification is a hidden way, and you can only do it before the Lord yourself.
因为耶和华说我是圣洁的，你们也要圣洁。
Because the Lord God said that I am holy, therefore you are to be holy too.
上主日弟兄分享到不可少的一件事，就是来到主的面前，来到主的脚前和主亲近。
Last week, our brother shared about there's only one thing necessary, which is to come to the feet of the Lord and to draw near to Him.
因先要得着主，才能成为主的器皿。
Because first you have to gain the Lord, then you can become His vessel.
同样的，我们只有自洁、成圣来到神的面前，神才能跟我们说话。
Likewise, until we are sanctified and we consecrate ourselves, then we can come to the Lord and He will speak to us.
如果我们不洁净的话, 神也是没有办法跟我们说话的。
If we are not clean, God cannot speak to us.
当初以色列人因为惧怕, 因为他们的不圣洁, 神没有办法直接和他们说话, 只能借着摩西来跟他们说话。
Earlier, the Israelites were afraid and they were not clean. Therefore, God could not talk to them directly. He could only talk to them through Moses.
所以我们知道呢, 要过一个成圣的生活呢, 才能够成为主所用。
Therefore, we know that we have to lead a sanctifying life. Then we can be used by the Lord.
因为保罗说呢, 人若自洁，就要脱离卑贱的事, 就必做归众的器皿, 成为圣洁, 合乎主用。
Because Paul said a man has to cleanse himself from all these things, then he can become a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master.
在当时是这样, 在今天还是一样。
These words of Paul were true in those days. They're also true today.
唯有自洁呢, 主才能跟我们说话, 主, 我们才能够成为神的器皿来侍奉神。
Until you're sanctified, then we can become vessels for the Lord to be used by the Lord.
所以呢，很奇妙的，我就在想啊，神的话实在是非常的奇妙。I
think that the words of the Lord are wondrous.
神要他们预备食物，要他们能够分别出来。
The Lord told them to prepare provisions for themselves and to separate themselves.
来走这条成圣的道路。
To partake of this sanctifying way.
那成圣, 奉献那个自洁的另外一个意思呢, 就是奉献。
The other meaning of this word consecration is consecration.
所以呢, 保罗在罗马书的12章的第一节讲到说, 所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, Paul said that by the mercies of God, that we should present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is our spiritual service of worship.
保罗呢，在这里很奇妙的呢，将圣洁和活祭并列在一起。
Here, wondrously, Paul put living and holy together to describe the sacrifice.
他说，当将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。
Offer your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
因为在利未记讲到，只有圣洁、洁净、没有瑕疵、没有斑点的动物，才能被献为祭物。
In Leviticus, it talks about only clean animals that have no blemish, without spots. Those animals can be consecrated.
所以这里讲到圣洁是神所喜悦的。
So here it talks about holiness is something that is acceptable to God.
这里就让我们看到要来思想这个问题，圣洁其实就是另外一种形式的侍奉。
Here we also think about consecration is actually another way that we can serve God.
因为这里保罗说，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Because here the verse says, this is your spiritual service of worship.
所以再说一遍，圣洁就是侍奉。
Here we talk about being holy is consecration.
过一个圣洁自洁的生活，就是侍奉我们的主。
To lead a holy, sanctified life is to serve our Lord.
这件事情只有我们跟主的关系。
This is only reflected in our relationship between us and the Lord.
是我们暗室的生活。
This is our hidden life.
主要我们走十字架的道路。
The Lord wants us to partake of the way of the cross.
让我们舍己来跟随他。
He wants us to deny ourselves to follow Him.
这个我们大家都很熟悉。
We're all familiar with this concept.
但是这不是一条天然人所喜欢走的道路。
But this is not a way a natural man is happy to partake in on his own.
Because 因为舍己的道路实在是很不容易。
Because it is hard to deny yourself.
神要我们每天过的一条舍己的道路。
However, the Lord wants us to daily deny ourselves.
这条路对我们来说，我们从来没有走过。
This is a way that we have never passed by.
或许我们说，我们常常在走，常常失败。
Or we can say another word, we partake of it often, but we often fail.
所以，舍己的道路就是一条自洁奉献的道路。
Therefore, to deny ourselves is to consecrate a way of consecration.
所以约书亚在这里告诉百姓要自洁。
Therefore, Joshua told the people to consecrate themselves.
就是要过一个圣洁的生活。
Which is to lead a holy life.
过一个分别的生活。
To lead a life of separation.
才能过一个得胜的生活。
Then they can lead a life of triumph.
才能走一条得胜的道路。
Then they can partake of this overcoming way.
因为就像在耶利哥的得胜。
Just like the triumph in Jericho.
耶利哥的得胜。耶利哥是以色列人进迦南之后所面对的第一个要打下的城。
Jericho is the first city that the Israelites had to attack after they enter into Canaan.
他们攻打耶利哥城呢，是在基甲受割礼之后，他们去攻打耶利哥城。
It was only after they had been circumcised at Gilgal, then they started to attack Jericho.
因为他们百姓完全的顺服，他们就得胜了。
Because the people were totally obedient, therefore they triumphed.
但相反的呢，他们在下一个城，在爱城的里面，爱城的攻击里面，攻打爱城的事上，他们失败了。
On the contrary, in the attack of Ai, they failed.
因为他们百姓当中呢，有当灭的物。
Because among the people, there were things under the ban.
所以今天我们在走一条我们没有走过的路。
So today we are on this way by which we have not passed by before.
因为我们实在是不知道明天如何。
Because we do not know what is for tomorrow.
所以我们怎么样来走这条路呢？
So how do we partake in this way?
我们要等候。
We have to wait.
我们要等候主的时间。
We have to wait for the Lord's timing.
我们要准备食物。
We have to prepare provisions for ourselves.
我们要自洁。
We have to consecrate ourselves.
我们要走十字架的道路。
We have to take the way of the cross.
我们怎么样来走呢？
How do we partake in this way?
在 过约旦河这里在约书亚记三章三节这里说告诉他们怎么样过河。
Here in Joshua chapter 3 verse 3, it talks about how they can cross the Jordan.
这过河的方法其实很简单，就是百姓要跟着抬着约柜的祭司利未人走。
The method is very, very simple. The people are just following the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
因为我们知道呢，月柜呢是预表神的同在。
Because we know the Ark of the Covenant is the typology of the presence of the Lord.
他们只要跟随。
They just need to follow.
所以这里让我们看到呢，得胜呢不是靠着我们的力量，乃是靠着神的大能。
So here we see that when we overcome, it's not because of our own strength, but because of the mighty power of the Lord.
也很奇妙了呢，神带领以色列人进迦南，并没有走干地，要他们过约旦河。
Wondrously, when the Lord led them into Canaan, He did not let them on dry ground, but He led them across the Jordan.
同样的，神带领以色列人出埃及的时候，要他们过红海。也没有他们走干地。
Likewise, when the Lord led them out of Egypt, He also wanted them to went across the Red Sea and not on dry ground.
因为神不要他们走回头路。
Because God does not want them to turn back on dry ground.
神要我们向前。
The Lord wants us to proceed.
在旷野的四十年，他们漂流。
In the 40 years in the wilderness, the people were wandering.
他们现在来到河边。
Now they're at the rim of the Jordan.
神没有叫他们造船，也没有叫他们造桥。
God did not tell them to build a boat. God did not tell them to build a bridge.
他们有四十年的时间可以来造桥，可以来造船。
They had 40 years to build a boat and to build a bridge.
可是这可以看到，神带领我们每个人的方式是不一样的。
Therefore, we can see that God leads us in different ways.
在旧约时代。神叫挪亚花了120年来建造方舟。
In the Old Testament, God told Noah to build this ark, and he took 120 years to build this ark.
如果以色列人要造船的话，可能要花更长的时间。
If these people, Israelites, had to build a boat, it may take even longer.
可是现在他们只有三天就要过河了。
However, now, in 3 days, they are going to go across the Jordan.
人可以计划再计划。
You can have plans upon your plans.
可是看到你这条约旦河就在我们前面的时候，我们要怎么办？
But when you see this Jordan in front of you, what are you to do?
神告诉我们说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
The Lord God said, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight.
神的道路高过人的道路，神的意念高过人的意念。
God's ways are higher than men's ways and God's thoughts are higher than men's thoughts.
所以保罗说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。他只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Therefore, Paul said that, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
今天主耶稣基督是我们的标杆。
Today, the Lord Jesus Christ is our goal.
是我们一生要跟随的目标。
This is the goal that we will pursue after all the days of our lives.
因为我们今天我们在走一条我们向来没走过的路。
Today we're partaking in this way by which we have not passed by before.
所以我们要等候。
Therefore we have to wait.
我们要跟随。
We have to follow.
今天让我们在这里，我们一起来追求，一起来跟随，让我们那日也可以一起来得那丰富的产业。
Today on earth, we pursue Him, we follow Him, and so that on that day, we can receive this eternal inheritance.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫我们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
In Hebrews, it tells us that God has provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
这实在是何等美的一个盼望。
This is such a better promise.
今天我们的约旦河是什么？
Today, what is our Jordan?
什么东西阻挡我们进到神的丰富里面？
What hinders us from entering into the abundance of God?
我们今天是不是还在旷野里面？
Today, are we still in the wilderness?
我们是不是愿意要进迦南？
Do we have this desire to enter into Canaan?
就像我们在每天的生活里面，我们有实在是有很多的软弱。
In our daily lives, we have a lot of weaknesses.
我们要我们的心，我们想要克服，我们要进迦南，我们要得主所应许我们的。
In our heart, we want to enter into Canaan. We want to receive of what God has promised us.
可是多少时候我们靠着我们自己，我们要来过这道约旦河。
However, so often we rely on ourselves to cross this Jordan.
这个是过不去的。
Therefore, we cannot cross the Jordan.
我们知道我们没有办法靠自己过约旦河，就像当日以色列人没有办法靠他们自己过约旦河一样。
We know that we cannot cross our Jordan by our own strength, just like the Israelites in those days cannot cross the Jordan by their strength.
过约旦河唯一的方法就是要等候、预备食物、自洁、跟随主的带领。
The only way to cross the Jordan is to wait and to follow him and to prepare for provisions and follow him.
这样子，主就必在我们中间行其事。
Then the Lord will do wonders in our midst.
约旦河如果没有分开的话，我们以色列人就没有路走。
If the Lord has not parted the Jordan, then the people in Israel would not have a way to walk in.
同样的，今天约旦河，我们每个人的约旦河，阻挡我们到主的丰富里面，都不一样。
Likewise, today all our Jordans are different, but they all hinder us from entering into the abundance of God.
如果不是神的恩典帮我们把河分开，我们是没有办法往前的。
If it weren't for the grace of God to separate the Jordan, there's no way for us to come into the abundance of God.
我们要预备食物，读主的话语。
We need to prepare provisions for ourselves by reading His Word.
就像每个礼拜晚上来和弟兄姐妹一起读主的话语。
Just like every Friday night, we read the Word of God with our brothers and sisters.
就是在预备食物。
We are making preparing provisions for ourselves.
我们每次来到主的面前，我们洁净自己。
Every time when we come before the Lord, we consecrate ourselves.
我们每天在主的面前自己省察自己。
Every day we examine ourselves before the Lord.
就是过一个自洁的生活。
This is leading a life of consecration.
这是一个得胜的道路。
This is the way to triumph.
我们这样的预备，当主带领我们跟随祭司的脚，抬着约柜的脚，踏进河的时候，约旦河就要为我们分开。
In this manner, as we follow the Levitical priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, as the priest's foot touches the rim of the Jordan will be separated.
所以我们实在是愿意来到主的面前。
Therefore, we truly desire to draw near to the presence of the Lord.
多少时候用我们的罪。
However, oftentimes because of our own sin,
我们没有办法得到主的应许。
We cannot gain the promise of the Lord.
神已经把应许之地已经赐给他们了。
God has already given them the promised land.
神今天也把基督里面的丰富赐给我们了。
Today, God has also given us the abundance of Christ in Jesus.
我们要去得。
Therefore, we have to possess.
我们靠什么去得？
By what do we possess all of this?
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
It's not by our own abilities.
靠着主的恩典，靠着主的怜悯。
It is by the grace and mercy of the Lord.
所以今天借着这一段话和弟兄姐妹一同来劝勉。
So today I'm exhorting you with these passages.
在诗篇十六篇第十一节说到，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你前面有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In Psalm 16:11, it says, Thou wilt make known to me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand, there are pleasures forever.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们都在走一条向来没有走过的路。
We're all partaking in this way by which we have not passed by before.
我们愿主将这生命的道指示给我们。
We desire for the Lord to direct us on this path of life.
因为在他那里在他的面前实在就有满足的喜乐，在他右手中有永远的福乐。
Because in thy presence is fullness of joy, in thy right hand there are pleasures forever.
约旦河的水再高，我们不怕，因为主与我们同在。
We are not afraid of the Jordan to be overflowing because of the presence of the Lord.
但是要主的同在，我们要自洁，我们要成圣，我们要奉献。
However, to have the presence of the Lord, we have to consecrate ourselves and be sanctified and be holy.
愿神祝他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own words.
Thank the Lord for his words this morning.
感谢主为着他今早的话语。
Indeed, we travel on a road that is unfamiliar to us.
没错，我们所走的一条是我们不熟悉的道路。
But may the Lord continue to guide us and lead us to the path forward.
但是愿意神一直的来引领，一直的来带领我们往上往前。
This morning, I'd like to continue sharing. We would like to turn to the book of Romans, chapter 3.
那今天早上我们继续来交通，我们大家一起可以翻到圣经的罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3 verses 10 through 18.
罗马书第三章的十到十八节。
And I'm going to read it, and we'll just read it together in English and Chinese.
啊，我们一起来读中文、英文一起来读。
Romans 3 verses 10 to 18.
罗马书第三章十到十八节。
As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips.Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths. And the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In verses 23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
然后第二十三节那里面讲，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And I'm just going to read really quickly from John 14:6. It's all very familiar to us.
那我再很快的读一下，是约翰福音的十四章六节，大家都很熟悉的。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I'm just going to open up with a quick word of prayer.
让我们在开始前再有一个祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your desire to open yourself to us.
感谢你耶稣，因为你愿意来启示你自己。
May you give us a longing heart to know you more.
愿你赐给我们一个渴慕的心来认识你。
Wherever we are, we lay all things down before your feet.
不管我们现在在哪里，我们愿意把一切都摆在你的脚前。
Speak, for your servant is hearing.
请你说话，你的仆人静听。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In Bible study right now, we are going through the book of Romans.
在我们现在读经的时候正在读罗马书。
And it is most encouraging that Romans chapter 2 precedes Romans chapter 3.
非常让人得鼓励的就是在罗马书三章之前是罗马书的第二章。
Romans chapter 3 is what we just read.
罗马书第三章就是我们刚才读到的。
Romans chapter 2 reminds us that we are not to judge one another.
那罗马书第二章来提醒我们，我们不要彼此论断。
It is God who judges us according to our deeds.
因为是神照着我们的行为来审判。
So as we come to read these verses in Romans 3,
所以当我们来读罗马书第三章的时候，
we recognize that it is a chapter illustrating our own condition.
所以这是一章把我们自己的光景描述出来的。
And not for something for us to judge each other by.
而不是我们用来彼此论断的。
I like to use these verses as an encouragement, an exhortation, if you will.
所以我愿意用这些话语来做一个鼓励，也做一个劝诫。
Encourage each other, to pursue the Lord together.
彼此鼓励，一起来追求神。
As is one body.
是在一个身体里面。
So the book of Romans, as we may know, speaks about the gospel.
我们都知道罗马书是讲到福音。
And when we speak about the gospel, we often feel that it only applies to those who have not yet known the Lord.
那一提到福音，我们总觉得这个福音是讲那些还没有信的人要听的。
It is something for us to speak during gospel meetings.
尤其是在福音聚会，我们应该来讲这样的内容。
We feel that once the gospel has been shared, We won't speak about it again until someone needs to know about the Lord.
所以当一个人当我们已经分享完了之后，只有在需要的时候我们再提这件事。
However, I am recently reminded of the relevancy of the gospel to all of us.
但是最近我被提醒，就是这个福音与我们的相关。
It extends far beyond the non-believers, and it continues to apply to us who have known the Lord.
因为这个远远超过不信神的人，是对我们已经信主的人都有。
Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes.
因为罗马书第一章第十六节这么说，我不引福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
And this belief and faith continues on in 1 Peter 1:19. And it says, for you are receiving the end result of your faith.The salvation of your souls.
而这个信是一直在持续，一直到像彼得前书第一章第九节那里面讲到，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
The gospel of God is indeed the power of salvation for everyone who believes.
没错，神的福音是就是神的大能，就是为着一切要相信的。
And this is not just a salvation for non-believers, but it is a continual salvation of the soul.For us who have believed.
不光是那些不信的人需要得救，我们这些信主的人也需要有灵魂的救恩。
And this gospel spoken about in Romans is just as relevant to the non-believer as it is to us.
所以罗马书里面讲到的福音不光是对不信的人，与我们同样的相关。
An example is like putting tea leaves in a pot of hot water.
有一个例子就像把这个茶叶摆在开水里面。
It takes time for the leaves to release all its flavor into the water.
这个茶叶它的味道要有一段的时间才能够完全的释放到这个水里。
To take on the aroma and the taste of the tea, it takes time.
所以当我们来享用这个茶叶的香气跟它的味道的时候是需要时间的。
And just the same with the gospel.
这个福音也是一样。
Receiving is just the beginning.
接受它只是一个开始。
God uses the rest of our lives to release his life into all aspects of our lives.
神用我们下面这一生的时间让他的生命在我们里面释放。
And his desire is for us to be conformed to the image of his son.
而他的心意是让我们被磨成他儿子的形象。
So with this all being, with all of this in mind,
所以借着这些意念,
as we approach Romans 3:11 through 18,
当我们来看罗马书第三章十一到十节到第十八节的时候,
may the Lord give us a sensitive heart to see how this may be relevant to our own lives.
愿意神给我们一个敏锐的心来知道跟我有什么关系。
How may this pertain to our own condition?
这怎么样能够在我的光景里面来使用。
So I'd like to share three main points with us.
所以我希望跟大家来分享有三个主要的点。
Based upon verses 11,
第一个是在第十一节。
Are we the ones who seek for God and understand him?
我们是不是寻求神明白他的人。
Verses based on verses 13 through 14, what are the type of words that we speak in our daily lives and when we are faced with challenging events?
那第十三节到第十五节，当我们在生活里面遇到难处的时候，我们口里所说的是什么样的话？
And based on verses 15 to 18,
第十五到第十八节后面，
how do we treat one another?
我们怎么样来彼此相待？
So Romans 3:11 says again, There is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God.
在第十一节开始，那里面讲到，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
Why does none understand God?
为什么没有明白的？
It is because none seeks for God.
因为没有人寻求神。
It's not that we don't seek God, but many of us do not seek for God.
不是说我们没有寻求神，而是我们没有寻求神他的自己。
We seek God to resolve an issue in our lives.
我们寻求神是让他来解决我生命生活里的难处。
We seek him to overcome a challenge we are facing.
我们寻求神让他来帮助我面对这个挑战。
We seek a God whom we want, but not a God who is.
我们来寻求神是照着我想要的，而不是来寻求他是谁。
Hence, we do not understand God.
所以我们不能明白神。
When a difficulty arises,
当困难来到的时候
when we have to face a big decision, how do we pray?
当我们遇到人生重大的决定的时候， 该怎样祷告？
Do we simply pray for His mighty hand to resolve the situation?
是不是让他大能的手来解决这个问题？
Or is there something further that we are seeking in our prayer?
或者在祷告里面还有更深的寻求？
Do we further seek Him through every situation in our lives?
而且是不是在生活里面的每一件事都来寻求他？
To know Him more?
来更认识他？
Are we seeking for God or just using Him?
我们是在寻求神呢？还是只是在用它而已。
When Jesus says in Matthew 7:7, "Seek and ye shall find."
在马太福音七章七节里面讲，寻找就寻见。
He desired for us to seek Him, to know Him in all circumstances of our lives.
他愿意让我们在生命里面的每一件事都借着寻求来认识他。
He desired for us to know His heart's desire.
他愿意让我们知道他心里面的渴望是什么。
To know His will.
知道他的旨意。
God desires.To be found by us.
因为神他愿意我们找到他。
He desires to give us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
他愿意将那个赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
He desires to reveal himself in every situation in our lives.
他渴望在我们生命里面的每一件事把他自己显出来。
So the question is, do we want to know our God?
所以我们的问题就是，我自己愿不愿意认识神？
Or are we content?With him merely resolving the situations in our lives.
或者他解决我生命里的问题，我就已经满足了。
How many lessons have we missed simply by seeking a resolution?
多少时候就是因为我们只寻求这个事情的解决而失去了其他。
How many situations could we have come to know him more?
有多少的处境我们可以更深认识他的。
May the Lord grant us a desire to know him.
愿意神给我们一个渴慕来认识他。
May he give us a desire to seek.For him,
愿意他给我们一个渴慕来寻求他，更多的认识他。
Verses 13 through 14 continues on in saying,
第十三、十四节继续这样讲。
Their throat is an open grave; with their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有灰蛇的毒气。满口是咒骂苦毒。
Matthew 15:8 says, but the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart.
在马太福音十五章十八节讲，唯独出口的是从心里发出来的。
In other translations, it says, out of the mouth the heart speaks.
或者有的翻译是这么讲，就是心里有的口里发出来。
Consider the things that come out of our mouth in our daily lives.
所以我们来思想每天从我口里出的是什么话。
Consider the things that come out of our mouth when we encounter a difficult trial in our lives.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候，想一想我口里出的是什么话。
Do we speak words of complaint?
我们的口里是不是抱怨？
Do we speak words of discontentment or even blame?
是不是不满甚至是指责？
Do we express bitterness in our words or even curse?Under the breath regarding our situation.
在我们的口里是不是出来苦毒甚至是诅咒？
Our words are a reflection of the condition of our hearts.
我们口里的话就反映出我们现在的光景。
It indicates whether there is peace and rest in our hearts.
它显示出来我们里面有没有这样一个平安，有没有这样一个
It also reveals whether there is bitterness and discontent from within.
而且也显出我们里面是不是有不满，是不是有这些是不是有不足，还有这些指责、诅咒。
The condition of our hearts spill over in our words.
我们心里的光景就是从口里发出来的。
We may hide it well with some people.
也许在一些人面前我们隐藏得很好。
But with those we know, what is the general what are the general words that come from our mouth?
但是对于我们身边熟悉的人，他们知道我们口里出的是什么话。
So when we speak with complaining and blaming words, these words are like an open grave.
所以当我们口里是抱怨、是不满的时候，那我们的口就像一个敞开的坟墓。
They are like the poison of asps who hear them.
就像那个灰蛇的毒气，向着那些听着的人。
As a believer.It reflects the discontentment with what the Lord has blessed us with.
作为一个信主的人，我们的不满就证明我们对神所赐的祝福不了解。
It also expresses a general lack of faith in His goodness for us.
而且我们对他的美善没有足够的信心。
We often don't like to talk about it.
经常我们不愿意这样来谈论。
But we often break that tenth commandment.
但我们经常是违背了这个十诫里面的第十诫。
We compare our lives with others, and we covet that which we do not have.
我们把自己的生活与别人相比，而且我们对别人所有的起贪心。
And this often leads to words of complaint.
这些经常是让我们口里所出的，就是这个抱怨。
We also complain because we do not understand God.
经常我们这样来抱怨，是因为我们不认识神。
We don't trust that He has our best interest in His life for us.
我们不相信他给我们的这个生命里面安排的都是最好的。
We don't trust that He knows what He is doing.
我们不相信他知道他在做什么。
Nor do we understand when certain things occur in our lives.
我们也不相信我们生命里必要发生的事。
As a result, we are easily offended and we complain often.
那作为一个结果，我们经常就是这样不满，就是这样抱怨。
Words of thankfulness and gratitude that should come from our mouths.
从口里应该出的这些感激的话
are replaced with words of bitterness.
却被这些苦毒的死亡的话来代替。
But we're reminded, thankfully, in Psalms 18:30.
但是我们也被诗篇第十八篇的第三十节来提醒。
As for God, His way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in Him.
至于神，他的道是完全的，耶和华的话是炼净的。凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
God's way is indeed blameless, and He does know what He is doing with our lives.
神的道真的是完全的，他知道要在我们生命里面做什么。
However, we often only remember the trials that we encounter.
但是经常我们只记得我生命里面所经过的这些试炼。
And these trials have grown us.
因为其实这些试炼是让我们长大。
Unfortunately, we often forget His blessings.
但很可惜，我们却不记得他的祝福。
We forget His goodness and His rest.
我们忘记了他的美善跟他里面的平安。
We forget His sustenance for us throughout life.
我们不知道在我们生命里面他给我们的预备。
Ultimately, God wants something much greater than what we can imagine.
经常神在我们生命里面的要求超过我们所了解所知道的。
1 Corinthians 2:9 clearly says, Things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him.
在哥林多前书第二章第九节非常清楚地这样讲，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾听见，眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
God desires so much more than we can ever imagine.
神要在我们身上得着，要给我们的是超过，远远超过我们所知道的。
Often we are hindered by our short-sighted human aspirations.
但是我们却经常因为自己的短见而阻挡了他对我们的祝福。
And we desire far less than what He desires for us.
或者说我们所寻求的，我们所渴望的，比他所要的要小的太多。
May the Lord grant us the faith.
愿意神赐给我们信心。
May the Lord grant us the trust to submit to His will.
愿意神给我们一个信心，让我们可以在他的旨意里面顺服。
And in turn, may our words be filled with thanksgiving.
这样的话，愿意我们口里的话充满的都是感恩。
May our words be filled with life and praise to our God who is worthy.
愿意我们的话都是充满生命，充满了对神的赞美。
Lastly, we come to verse 15 to 18.
最后我们是来看第十五节到第十八节。
And it speaks that their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths. In the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑，所经过的路变形残害暴虐的事。平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。
As believers, it's not often that we can identify with these verses.
作为信主的人，我们经常不把自己与这里的讲的事情摆在一起。
However, it's become more and more apparent to me that we often take for granted those who are closest to us.
但是我经常现在经常被提醒，就是我们总把身边的人 当成理所当然的。
We may treat strangers with much patience and long suffering.
也许对着一些陌生人，我们有着恒久的忍耐，也有一些恩慈。
But for those we know, we have little patience. We have little mercy.
但是对我们所认识的人，我们却很少有恩慈，很少有忍耐。
We have little love, even though God clearly tells us.To love our neighbor as ourselves.
虽然神让我们爱人如己，但是对身边的人，我们的爱却很少。
Husbands and wives often take each other for granted.
夫妻之间经常把对方当成理所当然的。
Those who are working often think the one at home doesn't work hard enough.
经常在外面工作的会说，留在家里的这个人，他根本就没做什么。
They feel that they don't do things correctly at home.
或者说他们在家里做的都是不对的事。
Those at home do not feel appreciated for the things that are unseen.
而在家里面的也觉得对方没有感激这些看不见的事。
Or spouses may look down upon the job that their spouse has.
或者就是配偶的一方看到另一方所做的却是非常的轻视。
As a result, in the family, there are no words of encouragement.
那这个后面的结果就是在家里面没有多少的鼓励。
There are no words that spur each other on towards Christ as one.
而且没有什么话语是鼓舞彼此能够在主里面在基督里面向上的。
Our words leave destruction and misery at home.
我们的话带来的就是残暴跟残害跟暴虐的事。
And as verse 17 says, the path of peace has not been known.
就像第十七节讲的平安的路他们未曾知道。
Parents see the success of other kids at church and desire the same for their own kids.
父母在教会里面看到其他家的孩子这么的成功，他也愿意自己的孩子像他们一样。
Comparisons occur, and some kids are raised higher, and some kids are looked down upon.
这样我们中间就有了攀比，在孩子中间也有人被看重，也有人被看轻。
And often an unspoken misery spreads through the church, and again, peace is not known.
就是这样，一些看不见的暴虐就在我们的教会中间，就在我们的话语之中。
As parents, what do we emphasize to our kids at home?
所以作为父母，在家中，我们对孩子最重要的、最重视的到底是什么？
Do we communicate mixed messages by always placing academic success above the Lord?
我们是不是把学业的事情摆在神的事情上面，让这些孩子得着一个混杂的信息
？Do we truly trust in the leading of the Lord in our children's lives？
我们是不是真相信神对着我的孩子生命上有带领
？Or do we step in to resolve all the situations that may all the problems that might arise？
或者我们就自己进去用自己亲手要解决所面对的问题
？Often the majority of the communication that takes between kids and their parents.Involve academics.
经常在父母跟孩子之间，他们大部分的交通都是讲到学业上的事。
But when it's time to go to church, they flip the switch and expect children to automatically love the Lord and talk about spiritual things.
然后父母就经常只是把一个开关突然间一改，就说现在我们要去教会了，马上来讲讲属灵的事。你要爱主。
And this is often when arguments arise.
这就是经常有争吵。
As parents, we do want goodness for our kids.
作为父母，我们当然希望孩子们得最好的。
But we must in life teach and lead our children to Christ.
但我们必须用我们的生命来带着这些孩子到基督里面。
It's far much more than bringing them to church.
只是这比只是把他们带到教会要多得多。
They watch us and they learn from us.
因为他们在观察我们，他们也从我们身上来学。
And if the world is what we pursue,And the world is what we emphasize at home.
如果世界是我们的追求，世界是我们在家里面强调的事情。
This is what too they will do in their lives.
这就是他们以后在他们的生活里面要做的。
However, on the flip side,
但是在另外一方面
，for kids, is there appreciation and thankfulness in your heart for your parents?
在孩子里面，你们有没有对父母真是有感激呢
？Do we not recognize the sacrifices that our parents have made for us?
我们有没有认识到父母为我们所做的牺牲
？Is there thankfulness for all that they have done?
为着他们所做的一切，我们里面有没有感恩
？Generational, cultural, and language barriers may lead to challenges in our communication.
这些代沟，这些语言的障碍，经常让我们在交通上有阻碍。
But regardless, is there a sense of honor for our parents as that which is spoken about many times in the Bible.
但不管怎么样，在圣经里面有多次的提到要尊敬你的父母。
Do we often initiate arguments because we always think that we are right?
经常是不是我们甚至挑起这个争执，因为我觉得比父母懂得更多。
Brothers and sisters, have we left a path of destruction and misery behind us from our actions?
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的行动里面，是不是经常留下的都是残害暴虐的事？
Have we allowed headache and heartache to be there instead of peace?
在我们后面是不是留下心痛还有头痛的事？
Have we spread,
或者是平安？
Have we spread misery around to those around us?
我们有没有在周围的人中间散布的就是这些暴虐？
However, often we may respond, there are so many things going on in my life.
在我们生命里面发生许多许多的事
可以有回应的。There are so many issues that still need to be resolved.
还有许多的问题是要被解决的。
How can we be expected to bring peace to those around us when we don't have peace in ourselves?
如果我们里面没有平安，怎么能把平安再带给周围的人？
Life seems like a mess and I don't know how to move forward.
这个生活看起来真的是一团糟，我都不知道该怎么样再继续往前。
So thank the Lord for John 14:6.
所以感谢神，有约翰福音的十四章第六节。
Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one goes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And Ephesians 2:14 says, He, talking about Christ, Himself is our peace.
在以弗所书第二章里面就讲到，他使我们和睦，他就是基督。
Jesus makes the way very clear. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life.
耶稣已经非常明白地跟我们讲到，他就是道路、真理、生命。
So to illustrate, when we don't have a path forward,
所以我用这样一个例子，就是当我们看到前面没有路的时候，
Jesus is the way.
基督就是那条路。
When we lack clarity and understanding in the circumstances of our lives,
当我们在生命里面遇到的是看不清的情形的时候，
Jesus is the truth. He brings clarity to all situations.
他就是真理，他可以把这个认识跟明白带到我们里面。
When we feel hopeless, weary, and want to give up,
当我们觉得失望、觉得疲惫的时候，
Jesus is the life.
耶稣就是生命。
He is the one who brings us back to God and restores that relationship.
他就是把我们带回到神面前，再恢复这个关系的。
He is the one who fills our hearts with hope and with peace.
是他让我们的心里面可以充满了盼望，充满了平安。
So in conclusion, I want to ask all of us this morning.
所以在做结论的时候，我想这样问在座的大家。
Where are we in our walk with the Lord today?
今天我与主同行是走到哪样的地步？
Do we know Him more today than we did last year?
在我们今年有没有比去年更多的认识主？
Or do we simply know more about Him?
或者我们只是认识一些关于他的事？
Are we discontent in our lives and often speak of words with complaint?
在我们的生活里面是不是经常有不满？嘴里出来的是抱怨。
Are we bitter and do we spread misery and sorrow to those around us?
我们里面有没有苦毒，经常把残害暴虐播放在我们周围。
Especially to those who are close to us.
尤其是对那些我们亲密的人。
The gospel, the good news, speaks to us this morning and continues to speak to all of us.
这个福音，这个好消息，今天对着我们讲，也会再持续地对着我们讲。
The gospel applies to non-believers and continues to apply to us daily as believers.
这个福音对着不信主的人在讲，也天天对着我们这些信主的人在讲。
It is not just a gate that we need to pass through to enter into salvation.
不光只是一个门，我们经过得着救恩就可以了。
But it is a path that we continue on as God works in our lives each day.
而是一条路，在每天神都在我们身上来做。
May we not be frustrated with the work that God is doing in all of our lives.
愿我们不因着神在我们生命里面所做的事而沮丧。
Instead, may we recognize that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
反而让我们认识到他就是道路、真理、生命。
May the Lord give us a heart that we may seek for Him.
愿意神给我们一个心是来寻求他自己。
That we may understand Him more.
所以我们可以更多的认识他。
And as we know Him, may His joy, His peace, and His rest fill our words.
愿意当我们这样认识他的时候，他的喜乐，他的平安啊，充满在我们的口中。
May he change our hearts that we may speak words of encouragement and blessing to those around.
愿意他这样充满我们的心，让我们口里所出的是那些鼓励祝福的话。
May he remove our heart of complaint and remove and give us a heart of peace.
愿意他把这个抱怨的心拿去，给我们一个平安的心。
And may we learn to love others as ourselves.
愿意我们来学习爱人如己。
And may his word, may our words and our actions be a testament to his love for us.
愿意我们的行动，我们口里所出的话，是成为他的见证。
May they be a testament to his power, his majesty, and his goodness.
愿意我们成为他大能、他的尊荣的见证。
That all may come to know him and come to know him more.
也愿意更多的人能够认识他，更多的认识他。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
让我们结束的时候再有一个祷告。
Father God, we do thank you for your great love for us.
父神，感谢你向着我们的大爱。
Even though the path that we walk is an unfamiliar path,
虽然我们所走的这条是我们不熟悉的路，
but you know the way.
但你知道这条路。
Though we may not understand the circumstances in which we face each day,
愿意你来让我们知道我们每天所面对的。
You are the truth.
你就是真理。
Though we may feel dead, we may feel lost, we may feel weary in our walk.
虽然在我们走这条路的时候，觉得有疲惫，甚至有死亡，有阴影。
Thank you that you are the life.
但是感谢你，你是生命。
Lord, we submit ourselves back into your hands this morning.
主啊，我们今天再把自己交在你的手里。
We desire to know you more.
我们心里的渴慕就是更多认识你。
May you give us a heart to seek for you in all circumstances of our lives.
给我们一个心，在我们生命里面的每一件事都来寻求你。
That we may understand and know your work.
让我们可以认识你，可以了解你的工作。
And in turn, may you give our hearts peace and rest.
因此你要给我们一个平安，一个从你来的美善的心。
That the words that proceed from our mouth and the actions in which we live.
所以在我们口里所出的话，还有我们的一切的行动，
May bring life and joy to those around us.
都可以把喜乐生命带给周围的人。
Forgive us of our short-sightedness in life.
求你原谅我们自己的短见。
Forgive us of our selfishness.
求你原谅我们的自私。
Forgive us, Lord. We need you.
求你赦免，我们真的需要你。
We desire to know you more.
我们的心里渴慕更多认识你。
We commit all the words that are spoken this morning into your hands.
把今天早上所说的这些话都交在你的手里。
May you receive your church unto yourself.
愿意你来接受你自己的教会。
That we may all have a heart to know you more.
愿意我们都有这个心来更多认识你。
In your most precious name we pray.
奉你最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.